Hallelujah. Amen. I want to appreciate God for your life, everyone. Mercy we continually keep you in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to be brief. I'm going to try to finish the message the Lord has given to me this morning. And I'm going to address us the way God wants me to address us. This year is running to an end. This is the 12th month. I pray that the 11th hour miracles that we are praying for all the month of November, that this month of December, it will be the month of fulfillment for you. That everything you have been praying for, that God will download the answers to your life in the name of Jesus. If you look at Psalm 138 verse 8, look at what he says quickly. The people on the council, help me quickly. Psalm 138 verse 8, it says something that is very, very important. It says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. I'm the only one reading it because it is me talking. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the work of thy hand. Who had the work of his own hand? Is it not me? Forsake not my life. That's what the Bible is saying. Joshua 21:45. But this is the month of our fulfillment. We are prayed. Fulfillment is coming this month. Miracle is downloading this month. In the name of Jesus. Look at what he said. There faileth not aught of any good things which the Lord has spoken unto you, the house of Israel. All came to pass. Every promises you have received this year, it will come to pass before the end of this year. Heaven will fulfill his promises in your life before the end of this year. In the name of Jesus. Look at another one just to confirm what the Lord was telling me about this man. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. He said, for all the promises of God in him are what? They are yea, and in him, amen. Unto the glory of God by us. God will perfect all that concerns you in the name of Jesus. Please understand few things. A man's ignorance is his greatest mountain. A man's ignorance. What you don't know is what is keeping you where you are. What you don't know is the things that is a stumbling block ahead of you. You are at the level of what you know. When you seek more, you will extend more than where you are. I am not talking of academic in school, though it's part of it. But I'm talking of the knowledge of how God does things. The knowledge of what God do and what God can do. You are at the limit of where you are. Please don't suffer from approval addictions. Oh, they don't like me. They like me. They don't like my face. Please, from today, in fact, one of the things I was telling Mama this morning, God said to me, this is the beginning of the new year. It's the beginning of the, as we begin today, the 1st of December, don't wait for approval of anybody. Oh, I don't know what they will say. Do I do this for God? Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Don't wait for approval syndrome. Oh, do they like me? Oh, listen, people, we hate you, whatever you do. People don't like you, will not like you, whatever you do. Hallelujah. A witch will not like you. Go and buy him, Ankara, go and buy him lace. In fact, you're only empowering him for what he will do against you. Hallelujah. So don't wait for addiction. It doesn't matter who like you or who doesn't like you. Hallelujah. You know, I was talking to myself and I said, some people are too small, sir, for me to make them a subject of my discussion. Hallelujah. For me to prepare a message because of one person in the church. Then I'm finished. I'm through. Hallelujah. Do I need to please brother so-so-so? Or please sister so-so-so? Or how will they receive my message? Then I don't deserve to preach. Hallelujah. Because listen, can you know, we are in the world, sir. We are, what you say today may be used against you in another 20 years. It's different from the years when there was no recording. As I'm speaking now, people are watching it in US, people are watching it in Australia. So if I now use you as a subject of my discussion, hallelujah, then my place in God is too small. You know why prophecy are scarce in a church small like this? When a prophecy is given, you think because pastor know your story. But can I tell you, 99% of what you do, God showed me. I hide being a pastor in church because we are too close. Hallelujah. God is revealing something to me. But maybe it is the same problem you are telling me. At times I'll just smile. Hallelujah. We are too small. And so that is why at times prophecy is scarce. Please let's understand that. I will be foolish at this age, 20, to make a member of the church my subject of preaching. But I can tell you, you don't need to tell me a lot of things. If God didn't reveal to me, you are not my member. Hallelujah. In fact, there are some things I have the date in my diary, and I will just smile. Hallelujah. Please understand, you are too big for some people. You are listening to their comment. Take me out of this. You yourself, you are too small. What will they say? How will they say it? How will they react? Because of that, you are no more a blessing to anybody. You are keeping to yourself. You are hiding away from the crowd because of the comment of somebody. Listen, when God gave you the gift God gave to you, that person was not there. So why is it that person controlling your life? Even husband may hide away from wife because of the comment of the wife. Wife may hide away from the comment of the husband. Hallelujah. Please understand. Your life is too heavy. We are in a year where things will be easy for everybody that love God. Hear what I said? For everybody that love God, it will be a year of ease. Things will come so easy. Things will come in a way you never explain it. Because God is bringing some people to a place of heavy fulfillment. I say heavy, not small. Heavy fulfillment. Don't allow they say to kill you. 90% of why small churches don't grow. It's all this tiny, tiny talk. How would they say, why is brother Ken his wife? We are in the same color today. What's your business with that? Is it not his wife? Hallelujah. Why are you particular? Why is Agatha dressed in that way? She's trying to show up. Show up. You show up your own. You understand what I'm saying? Show up your own. The only person who possibly have the right to comment on how I dress, maybe my wife, not even my children. There was a time I used to like the body of dress. No, I love it. And I was working in the gym. One of the benefits of working in the gym is everything pump out. So I would wear it. I intentionally traveled to the U.S. I bought like 10 of those body of, and I have some blazers. When I'm preaching, I throw away the blazer. The body shows. Mama could not take it. Mama could not take it. But I have to listen to her because it's my wife. I will not listen to you if you're a member. Because you cannot dictate to me how I will dress. Hallelujah. Because I have to satisfy our insecurity. But Jesus, the Lord will help us today. In the name of Jesus. Don't wait until the year starts before you start. Start preparing now. Don't wait for January 1 before you start preparing. You start now. If you want good success in 2025, start now. Your personal prayer, fasting and prayer should start now. Not on the 1st. Hallelujah. And not that, I need to share the weight I gather for Christmas. Then it's defeated. But many of you want to share. Some of us, listening, it is not food that is giving this. Huh? If it is food that's supposed to be fat to my back, it will appear. Age is one of the factors. Are you hearing me? Go to my office. There are weight I carry every morning. It did not affect. Hallelujah. Flat tummy will not take me to heaven. It is the knowledge of God. And I preach in U.S. and I was wrong. I said in that church, I said, if you have six pack, you are not a serious person. But I was wrong. There are so many serious people who go to gym and they have six packs. No, I will tell you, I was wrong. Oh, not every job needs you to be there 9 to 5. Huh? There are some jobs, your time is flexible. Listen, people who spend 9 to 5 cannot be rich. Where am I going this morning? You do 9 to 5 jobs, sir, you cannot be rich. They only pay you to maintain you to come tomorrow. They pay you to sustain your life, to continue the job. It is not part to wealth. What makes wealth is multiple streams of income. What makes wealth is multiple streams of income, not just 9 to 5. So somebody on 9 to 5 who is going to gym is not good. But when somebody is making 10, 20 streams of job, he can go to gym and spend 2 hours. But you want to be like him with 9 to 5, they will sack you. Hallelujah. Before I go to my message, or you think I was preaching? I've not started. Daddy, this year, there is a prayer and fasting before we go. Hallelujah. Broken bones will rejoice. From the 26th to 29th. I'll get you redundant. Christmas, enjoy your Christmas. Thursday is 26. Christmas is Wednesday, you know? Okay. So Thursday, start with prayer. You are still eating. You will eat next year, don't worry. 26 to 29, we'll flesh it up as we go on. Hallelujah. On the 2nd of January is another fast. 2nd to 5th, this pattern must stop. You cannot continue with the pattern you have been running with. Start something. You have been eating every second. Avoid food the 2nd of next year. You have been eating on, is it Boxing Day? Box your enemy with fasting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So those are the two major things I need to say. Let my whole life be an expression of your grace. They are debating in the House of Commons. Assisted dying. They have approved it also in the House. Listen to me. It is 100% wrong. Huh? Absolutely wrong. Why will you assist anybody to die? Anybody who assists anybody to die is part of murdering. It's killing. Hallelujah. As a Christian, there's no room for it. As a Christian, there's no room for it. That is another, I just went straight to the point. Number 3, pray for all men of God. Things are happening. People are dying. People are collapsing on the altar. And also be active. When anybody is preaching, put eye on him or her. If he's trying to faint, run, catch him. No, this is the reality of things. It happened 2 Sundays ago, sir. T.D. Jakes was preaching. Thank God the man was sitting down. No, imagine we losing a man of that status on the altar. A lot of people say, oh, it's an arrow, it is the enemy, it may not be any enemy. It may be an overwork, it may be stress, it may be blood pressure, it may be heart attack. Look after yourself. Not only preacher, even you. I continue to say that your job is just J-O-B. Just over broke. Rest. If you need to go another go. You don't have to travel abroad. Go to Basidin. Rent a room there. Honestly, look for members who has a spare room. They, okay, Pastor, please, let me just come and spend a weekend in your house. Honestly, I will allow you. You stay in my guest room, I won't even talk to you. If you want to eat it, you join the family, we are with you. Well, take time to rest. There's no duplicate to this life. Once gone, you are gone. The match dropped. Thank God for people that quickly surrounded him. If he had dropped, it may be a different story. Look after yourself. A pastor in Ibadan was praying and fasting. On his prayer walk, he collapsed. They poured water on him. As he came on, he said he has to finish the prayer walk. He continued. The next time he collapsed finally and he died. He never came back. What I'm saying is, look after yourself. Look after yourself. The problem you did not create, you cannot solve it. Huh? The problem in your family, you are not the creator. It has been there before you were born. They sent you to London. After, did they send you to London as a sacrificial lamb? Jesus already died. No, look after yourself. One man died in Bristol, in a slope. In his pocket was £10,000. He died of hypothermia and he died for lack of food. And he has cash of 10,000, a Ghanaian man. And saving money. He died in the morning. Snow didn't allow them to see him on time. Look after yourself. Say something to somebody beside you, look after yourself. I'm trying. Genesis 26. Let's quickly preach this message. If you are taking note, look at somebody and say, you are looking nice. Be true. Look around the church. If you need to go and talk to someone, say, you are looking special. Go talk to that person. Nobody tell me that at all. That's not nice. I'm not looking good, any? Oh, you said. Thank you, man. It is from the damn. Hallelujah. In Genesis 26, verse 1-6, and we read quickly. And there was famine in the land beside the first famine, which means there was famine before. That was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of Philistine, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which Isaac tell thee of. Imagine there is a famine in the land. He had influence. He went to the king. But God spoke to him. He said, don't go. Then God said, sojourn in this land. Why would God tell me to stay in the land of famine? God now said, I will be with thee. I will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed, I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which was sworn to Abraham, thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nation of the earth be blessed. Go to 5. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandment, and my statute, and my law. Now, there is a promise of what the father did. But there's an instruction to the son. You will get it. It says stay. It's now saying, okay, this I will do because your father has done all this. So the prayer of your parents has helped me to make these decisions. It's now saying, stay here. Verse 6 now says, Isaac dwell in Gerar. Isaac obeyed and dwelt there. Go to verse 12 for me, please. In verse 12, the Bible now says, then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord was with me, with him. Listen, church. Obedience is what brings increase. When you do things about your the way you like it yourself, nothing happens. It is obedience to the word of God. Has God told you anything? The problem is God has not spoken to some of us. All we are believing, oh, this is what pastor says. This is this. Have you, as a particular verse in the scripture, jump out to you? As I'm preaching, as something alert your heart to say, this word is about me. But listen, God only speaks to us when we seek him. If you don't seek to God, God is not a talkative. God is not your friend, your rumor friends. They will call you because, oh, friends, you know, I just had any rumor. That's not God. When you seek God in prayer, when you seek God in studying the scripture, when you seek God, you are just saying, Lord, I cannot do this myself except you do help me, except you speak to me. Have you been asking God, Lord, what is the journey for me for next year? How do you want me to go for next year? What do you want me to do next year? What do you want me to add to my service to you next year? You can't reduce serving God. You can only increase it. Have you increased that? Do you think God wants you to continue the way you live your life? No. He wants even the smartest in serving God, God wants you to do more. Even pastors, God wants you to do more. Hallelujah. There is safety when God speaks to us. In the old, when you look into the Bible, you will see people will go at any length to see God. David will inquire of God. Every time they inquire, oh, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I not do this? There was a time the voice of God, prophecy was cast in the land, and Saul has to go and visit the witch of Endor. He just wants to know, God, what should I do? You need to follow the same path. You need to see God. 2025 is not the year you walk aimlessly. See God. Before you go on that trip, ask God. Before you do that thing, ask God. I wrote here. I said, God doesn't plan our destiny with what happened around us. God does not plan our destiny with what happened around us. He planned it based on what happened inside of you. How have you changed mentally? How have you changed spiritually? So when things around you change, God changed you. When things in you change, it doesn't matter what happens in the surrounding. Isaac obeyed. When there is famine, the same year he got 100-fold. When everybody was complaining, when everybody was saying there's no food, he sold because he had God. Hallelujah. It was a mental state of Isaac that God was seeing, not his physical surrounding. Hallelujah. In most cases, you want to do it your own way. You want to please your family thinking you are serving God through that. You want to please your friend thinking you are serving God. It does not work that way. You see, there are people who feel discouraged when there's no need for it. Little thing they are discouraged. They say, all this while I've been serving God, what has God done for me? They begin to look at, you know, somebody says, see, Pastor Femi looking nice. Me that have been in London all my life, I didn't even look like him. When you carry all the worries of Nigeria on your head and you live in London, and somebody is living in Nigeria and is living in the haven of peace, It becomes a different thing. So it's not the environment where you live that matters. Have you not seen a lot of Nigerians looking so good? With all the issues in Nigeria, with all the weather in Nigeria will fry you. It will fry you conveniently. And they are still looking good. They are looking robust. Because some of them don't even think about it. They just live their life. And you are in London. If you don't complain of stress, you are complaining of cold. The moment cold is finished, you are complaining of it. Okay, we came in this morning. Yesterday, we have to put on the heater so that the place will be so warm for everybody. But I said, the hall is too hot. The hall is too hot. You can't please anybody. And that's how life is. So it is internal. Our destiny are aggregated to how we invest in ourselves. Your destiny will move based on the investment you put inside of you, not outside of you. What you have invested in. The first reward for lazy people is lack. It's not the environment. The first reward for lazy people is lack. Have you not seen children of rich people going hungry? I put this one here. If what you are seeing as your result is poor, it's based on what you have sold. What is the seed you have put onto the soil? Even if God gives you 100%, 100-fold return, it will only be based on what you sow. If you sow zero, I've been a mathematician, I read mathematical physics, 1 billion multiplied by zero is zero. So when you don't sow, you don't expect. Hallelujah. And when you sow grudgingly, you don't expect as well. You sow with your heart. You sow knowing that God is the rewarder. Look at what the Bible says in Deuteronomy 18:15. In another 5 minutes, I should be out. Deuteronomy 18:15, it says, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee. Look at that. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from where? Not from outside. Of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall ask him. It's within you, God will raise your helper. Amen. Stop looking outside. God forbid, let's say there's a financial challenge here, and I'm looking for finances to pay the rent of the church, and I'm calling friends, and I'm calling people outside. It's not done. It's within us. Hallelujah. I will be the last pastor that will raise special offering for rent. I will shut the church down. The church is in church. God is big to pay his bill. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is it is what you sow that you reap. If you don't sow, you are not reaping. Look, there was a story in the book of Luke. Jesus was teaching on those who sow on dry ground, on stony ground. The ground you are sowing to may not be a good soil. That may be why your harvest is poor. They are the one who will first remind the pastor, scatter your seed across many water. Do you understand that scripture? Do you understand the waters God was talking about? Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, I want to run this quickly. The difference between you and a good sower is, did they hear God of where to sow? Hallelujah. Did they hear God where to sow? I'm going to give you a little example, and I will run quickly. There was a time this woman would spend money, gather clothes, ship it to Africa. She would ship the clothes to Africa, to different regions. And we discovered it was a waste of resources. Because the intention is never fulfilled. The intention was never fulfilled. And because we were doing it because people were doing it. Don't do things because people are doing it. when I see God, and we took step, the right step about it, it was more rewarding. It was more rewarding. I'm scared to give out my clothes now. Because when I give out one, almost 30, 40 is coming back. My wardrobe is full. My clothes is full. Even shoe. The way you hear God and you give in the right way, you cannot lack. When you do your Christian duty, 2025, do your Christian duty. Don't let anybody remind you to pay tithe. Anybody remind you to give offering. Thank God. We don't lay too much emphasis. We use 10, 20 scripture to collect tithe. Huh? Where do we get that tithe? So that they will raise it properly. I put everybody on the rotor to raise offering. You know, a lot of people do it. So that everybody, you will have studied how to ginger everybody to give offering. I love London people. Mm-hmm. Read 50, read 100 scripture. Those who will not give, they will just be looking at you. When you finish, hallelujah. Is it wrong? It's not. Stop taking the word of God for granted. Stop taking the word of God for granted. God wants to bless you, want to enrich you. Let the word be a fruit in you. If you want your business to prosper, speak the word of God to it. If you want it to prosper, speak the proper word of God to it. In rounding up, give me Jeremiah 16, 19. Talking about this yesterday, 15:19, Jeremiah 15:19. Hallelujah. This is how the Lord responds. Okay, I'm reading from NLT. Let me read it from King James. The Lord thy God will raise. Therefore, thus says the Lord. Yeah, that's correct. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if thou return, then I will bring thee again. God is saying, if thou return. Another version says, if you repent. So, God is calling every one of us to repentance. God is calling every one of us to repentance. Can I shock you? God is calling you to himself to serve him. Not for you. The main reason why God is asking you to repent is for you to serve him. Okay? And thou shalt stand before me. Let's continue. If thou take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let's read it from another version. Hallelujah. If you have another version, NLT, NIV, let's read that quickly. Okay, man. Take back those words. Which word is God saying now? Those negative words in your mouth. I was saying yesterday, Mogbe, Moku, Modana. Should not be in your mouth in 2025. I am preparing you for 2025. Oh, this sickness will kill me. Oh, I am dying. Oh, this financial issues is the one that will send me back to Nigeria. Why? Continue, man. I will take what he's saying is say the right word. Number one is repent. Number two, say the right words. Don't speak negative. The Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Make sure you speak the right word. Continue, man. Then you will stand tall. Another one said, then you will be my spokesperson. When you speak the right word. You know what a spokesperson is? I was explaining this. Like, look, okay, pastor just came from Nigeria, got a visa. I mean, the small girl that approved the visa. If he said no, can pastor argue? When he said yes, he's speaking on behalf of Stammer. He's speaking on behalf of every member of United Kingdom. He's the spokesperson. Have you seen the spokesperson of the government spokesperson come out and they talk blah blah, they talk rubbish. Huh? Does anybody argue with them? What do they say? The government has spoken. God said, you will be my spokesperson when you begin to speak the right thing. That means I will fill your mouth with my words. Then you will stand for me. Yes, man. Read the next one. Use word truly and well. 2025, use word truly and well. Say it to somebody. Use word truly and well. Then continue. Read the last piece, sir. Let your word change them. Don't let their word change them. God is saying, be an influencer. Influence them. Don't let them influence you. So that you will be accepted at work. You have started working like this. That one is laughing. That one understand what I'm talking about. So that nobody will criticize you. Let's be like them. Let's join them. God said, be an influencer. Don't let them influence you. Some of you have never said in your workplace that you're a Christian. They will be killing Jesus again and again in your workplace. You'll be smiling. You pretend like nothing happened. People influence you negatively. They take away Christ in you. And can I shock you? God will stand for anybody who stands for him. The day I know that Pamela will, is it Pamela or Pamela? Kamala, the day I know that she will lose was the day the Christian was saying, praise the Lord. They were talking about Christ. And he said on the platform, I said, those are not for the crowd there. He said, there's a small crowd there. Go there. Castigating somebody talking about God. I said, that moment, I said, this lady has lost it. It's like somebody went to tell Trump, and Trump started talking about God. Whether he lied or not, openly stood for God. When last did you stand for God? Bow your heads to prayer. 2025, it will be a different year for those who stand for God. For those who hold the faith, talk to God. Tell God, help me, oh God. Talk to him. Let me influence my friend this year, Lord. Let me influence my family. Let people know the God I'm serving. Let people come to serve the God I serve. Talk to God. Pray to God, Lord, help me to sanitize my contact. Your contact is one of the things that influence you negatively. Those who call you to gossip, Lord, help me to delete. Those that are wasting my time, those that are wasting my connection with God. Talk to him. Thank you, mighty Father. Our Lord and our Father, we come here this morning in all humility. Lord, the land may not be what we want. Lord, speak to us on how to survive. Speak to us on how to make it. Direct our path on what to do. Lead us to the right path. Lord, give us the grace to increase the knowledge of you in our life. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's put our prayer for Jehovah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to appreciate everybody. Sorry, our time is fast spent today. We'll soon go. Please understand, though, if you don't come from a rich family, let a rich family come out of you. If you don't come from a rich family, Let a rich family. Mama, Elia, because of people back. Not everybody go to gym like you, man. You are laughing. Do you know the gym these women do? The cooking gym. Carry 20 kilograms of rice. Carry pot with jollof. I was somewhere on Wednesday and somebody said, oh, do you know jollof rice? I said, huh? He said, jollof? I said, what do you mean? He said, Nigerian jollof. I said, what's that? He said, Ghanaian jollof. I said, excuse me. I said, okay. He said, either you are Chinese or Indonesia. I said, whatever you say is okay. Hallelujah. What they do is they get a word to get you attracted to start a discussion. The moment, jollof, the way you call it, you're in Nigeria, and they start their gossip. No, I'm not in for it. Let's quickly package our offering. Hallelujah. Let's package our offering. Hallelujah. And we get Pastor Femi to pray for the month for everybody. Hallelujah. Nice having you, Anna. You are seeing next Sunday, sir. Ah! You are the first Nigerian we see staying here for 3 days. So this one must be a billionaire. Only billionaire do that. This, don't worry, sir. His billion is coming. But he's coming. Let's package our offering. As you are packaging your offering, if you are paying your tithe, if you paid it during the week, please come and join me here. Let me pray for those who have paid their tithe. Things will not be tight for you. If you are paying your tithe, you are paying it. Join me, let's pray. Hallelujah. Let's join hands together. Eternal Rock of Ages, we thank you. King of Glory, we worship you, adore you. As your children have paid their tithe, things will not be tight for them. Amen. Open the windows of heaven. Amen. Pour down that blessing unto their life. Amen. Lord, my Father, I pray a new stream of income. Amen. Let it come into their life. Amen. Set to them yourself, Lord. Amen. Let life be easy for them. Amen. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we pray. All right, let's lift up our offering to the Lord. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, we thank you for our seed. The Bible says, as far as heaven and earth remaineth, you said, seed time, and now best will not cease. The same year you gave Isaac 100-fold. Lord, my Father, answer us speedily, O God. Give us 100-fold return. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Choir.
Praise the Lord, church. Let's rise up as we dance to the altar for our